Well, the Prime Minister warned this morning of serious consequences for those responsible for failing to protect the census from cyber attack. The Labor leader immediately accused Malcolm Turnbull of passing the buck and failing to take responsibility himself. And with the online census system still not back up, some economists are suggesting there may be better ways of obtaining the necessary data, given the huge amount of information gathered on us from commercial and administrative sources. Dr. Liz Allen is a demographer at the Australian National University's Centre for Aboriginal Economic Policy Research. She says that as part of a cost-cutting program, the Coalition government was considering not even running the census this year.
There was consideration that emerged in 2015, which set out an alternative possibility for, instead of holding censuses every 5 years, they'd be pushed to 10 years and offset by what's called a population survey, which would be a sample survey, a rolling sample survey of people in Australia that the ABS would administer to give information in that intercensal period. Like many departments, the ABS were asked to identify cost savings. Now, in Australia, in accordance with the UN, we hold it every 5 years, and we actually have best practice in Australia for census. So by making such a cost cut, it would definitely put the quality of data in jeopardy. So by not capturing census data, we potentially jeopardise our critical infrastructure and our population wellbeing, because we don't have the most accurate data that we could possibly have, because sample surveys capture a small amount of the population. And by doing that, sample surveys typically, and we know this from sample surveys that we've held across Australia, that disadvantaged people, people from non-English speaking backgrounds, are often under-enumerated. They're under-sampled in surveys because they are a hard-to-reach population.
So there are limits in sample surveys, but given that there is so much information about us that's available from so many other sources other than the census, isn't it sensible for the government to look at how it could assemble census information more efficiently?
So I think it's always sensible that we review our processes on how we do things. However, our census and our other data collections are different. So say, for example, Centrelink, Medicare, ATO information, they're collected to administer something. Now, if we compare that to the census is not for administration of something.
That administrative information compared to commercial information, though, I mean, it's neutral at least, isn't it?
Look, it's, as I said, it's for the purpose of capturing something with a strict scope of an intended purpose. If we compare it to commercial data, definitely there are other commercial holdings of data, information that, say, for example, is gathered through Facebook, through Google, through our store card. That does not capture information about our characteristics. It captures information of our behaviour with regard to a small scope of information. If we compare that to census, what census does, it has a set of questions, a set of variables that enable us to understand us as a people, our characteristics, our age distribution, where we live, where we work, how we commute to work. So you start seeing this kind of picture of us as a population, us as a people, us as consumers, but more importantly, it captures information then that can inform our future moving forward in terms of population projections and in terms of our fiscal outlook. The census is the only tool that we have that captures that complete demographic profile of who we are in terms of education, employment, skills, age and sex, so that we can then say, okay, so this is our population, this is our potential population into the future, how are we going to innovate in terms of our economy, in terms of education and skills, to ensure that our well-being is maintained into the future across our generations?
So the US has gone from a 5 to a 10 year census. Has that made a significant difference to demographers like you and others who use the data to guide government policy?
Certainly, we can learn from international experiences. The US has a model similar to what the ABS were proposing when they were instructed to find cost cuts. The US has a 10 yearly census. In between, in that intersensal period, there is a sample survey to capture information about the population. Now, speaking with my colleagues, you can imagine that in that 10-year period, despite the collection of that sample survey information, they're still coming up short. Now, if we draw on the example of projecting populations into the future, the further we get away from our baseline collection of information, it becomes less and less accurate, less and less robust as we move away from that baseline. The data is not good, meaning we're less able to inform our future, and we're making decisions on outdated information, and we're making decisions where we're least informed and possibly could cost us. Take, for example, in the ACT, in and around 2007-08 period, the ACT government sought to save money with regard to schools, public schools. They then sought to close down schools. But in doing so, at that time, although the 2006 census had been run, the data hadn't been released for analysis. So that means that the ACT government relied on the 2001 census data in making their decisions about school closures. We've got quite a number of examples of school closures that, had we known about the most recent census, those schools would not have been closed.
How worried are you that even if the government does get the census computers up and running again for this census, the data will be compromised because people will be more wary about filling it in?
Look, all censuses have some level of controversy, but I think what's happened in this cycle is that social media such as Twitter has enabled this mass proliferation, if you like, of incorrect claims, incorrect information, and total exaggeration of the situation. We've had politicians jump on board making claims against the census that, again, aren't true, that have, reinforced people's perceptions of the lack of safety and security of our data.
So how worried are you and your colleagues about the information you'll have?
Look, I'm personally concerned that Census 2016 will be adversely influenced. We really don't know what's going to happen at this stage, but as time progresses, I think I'm growing more and more concerned, particularly that we can't submit our e-census forms. I'm in the category that I waited for census night and was unable to submit it. So I think that people will grow very frustrated and potentially not submit their data. But it's vitally important that we maintain our census enthusiasm and we continue to ensure that we get the best possible data.
Dr. Allen, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That's ANU demographer Dr. Liz Allen.